Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, we take on the snow. All thanks to this compound. Here's Philip Broadwith.
A molecule that will be intimately familiar to anyone who has tried to scrape a thickly encrusted layer of ice from the windscreen of a car is ethylene glycol, the principal ingredient of antifreeze and de-icing sprays. Spraying a solution of this simple molecule onto an icy surface can melt away the ice and allow you to get on with your journey. And mixing it into the water in a car's windscreen washing jets stops that from freezing too, so you can keep the windscreen as clear as when you set off. But how does it work? Ethylene glycol, or 1,2-ethanediol to give it its more systematic name, can do this because it is structurally quite similar to water. It comprises two linked carbon atoms, each bearing a hydroxyl or OH group. Because of these hydroxyl groups, it can form hydrogen bonds between molecules in the same way that water does. This makes it miscible with water in all proportions. The freezing point of pure water, as we all know, is 0 degrees C. And the freezing point of pure ethylene glycol is minus 12 degrees C. But when the two are mixed together, they interfere with each other's attempts to organise into ordered solid structures. In fact, this is quite a general phenomenon. Dissolving a solute will usually depress the freezing point of the solvent. And this is exactly the same way that spreading salt on the surface of roads stops them from icing over. So why don't we just use salt to de-ice our cars? Well, salt can only depress the freezing point of water to about minus 10 degrees C, which might not be enough in the depths of winter to actually thaw the ice out. On the other hand, 70% ethylene glycol in water won't freeze until about minus 50 degrees C, and even a 30% solution of ethylene glycol will freeze at about minus 15 degrees C. Salt is also rather corrosive to metal car parts, which ethylene glycol is not. However, there is a downside to the popularity of ethylene glycol as an antifreeze, and that is its toxicity. Pure ethylene glycol tastes and smells quite sweet, and this means that pets, such as cats and dogs, will quite often lap up spillages and become very ill. For this reason, most commercial antifreeze products now contain very bitter additives to deter people and animals from drinking them. This sweetness is also the root of a common misconception that antifreeze can be added to wine by unscrupulous winemakers to make it sweeter. In fact, these villains are more likely to add diethylene glycol, two molecules of ethylene glycol joined together by an ether or COC link, which retains the sweetness but is much less toxic. If you or your pet are unlucky enough to drink antifreeze by accident, then it's important to get medical attention very quickly. Because of its similar structure to ethanol or alcohol, it initially makes you very drunk very quickly, but also makes you nauseous and likely to be sick. As the body tries to metabolize the toxin, its hydroxyl groups are oxidized to carboxylic acids. This spreads the effect into the nervous system and can cause increased heart rate, high blood pressure, and even heart failure. After around 24 hours, the kidneys will begin to fail under the strain. Happily, treatment for ethylene glycol poisoning is relatively straightforward if caught early on. The enzyme that is responsible for converting ethylene glycol into its toxic metabolites is the same one that metabolizes alcohol, but its affinity for alcohol is 100 times higher. Therefore, a large dose of alcohol, usually given by intravenous drip rather than a good slug of whiskey, can saturate the enzyme, preventing it from converting the glycol into more toxic compounds. This may stop the poisoning, but my guess is that you'd end up with the mother of all hangovers the next morning. But antifreeze only accounts for a small percentage of the 20 million or so tons of ethylene glycol produced every year. The vast majority of this simple diol is used to make polyester plastics, particularly polyethylene terephthalate, or PET, the transparent, shiny and easily processed plastic that makes drinks bottles and fibres for clothing and textiles. So, the next time you wrap up warm in a fleecy jumper made from polyester fibres to spray and scrape the ice from your car windscreen, spare a thought for the little molecule that makes it all possible.
Indeed, the little molecule that certainly makes things more bearable in the winter. That was Chemistry World's Philip Broadwith with the sweet yet toxic chemistry of ethylene glycol. Now, next week, a way to bring in the new year with a bang.
Nitrogen triiodide is a touch-sensitive explosive. The light is pressure and it blasts out of existence. In anything more than a pinch, this is a dangerous substance, but in a thin coating, it produces entertaining cracks and bangs. This was a wonder substance to a typical teenager. A very thin coating on floor tiles produced a highly satisfying booby trap of a room that couldn't be crossed without a dance of shock as the floor erupted in a series of minor explosions.
And to find out more about the explosive chemistry of nitrogen triiodide, join Brian Clegg in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.